Talk Show. It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 350.
Was it 53?
Memory of a goldfish.
54.
Yeah. Jim Watts, welcome back to your second Fat Friday, but I think this is third appearance on the Daily Talk Show.
Which I believe makes me an official friend of the show.
Yes.
But technically four, because one time I called in to give dating advice.
Oh, yeah. True.
How did that go?
Pretty good.
Well, Mr. 97 isn't here, but we have him currently on a Skype connection in his home in Baldwin. Mr. 97, is it fair to say that you nearly shit the bed last night?
Yeah, it's pretty close to. I got I got home yesterday after work, and it was probably around 8 o'clock. And I was sort of, I had like a stomach ache, and I felt sort of sick. And so I decided to go to bed early, hoping that it would just go away. And I woke up at like 10 and just threw up everywhere. And every hour after 10 o'clock, it was just waking up, throwing up, going back to bed, waking up, shitting everywhere.
Okay.
Going
all right,
I'm
eating
all
right,
now. Thank God.
I'm sorry I asked.
I mean, sometimes when you're a bit sick from drinking too much, you can sleep it off. But I mean,
you've got a bug.
That's a stomach bug. It's coming out to get you either way.
But anyway, he's feeling a bit better, and he's decided to. He still wanted to be producing the show remotely.
Bless
so
him.
We've able to have
his
this
room
connection.
Is so clean.
I know, it's a real tidy. I mean, you're either a psychopath or just a clean freak.
Which one is it, 97s?
Clean freak.
Okay, right, that's fine.
I mean, give him the
exactly
option.
That's exactly what a psychopath would say.
We are on Instagram Live right now. It's going through.
I mean, this is getting recorded anyway.
And you sipped the water as soon as we started talking.
I don't know.
Was it a nervous sip?
No, it's just lubricating the throat.
Yeah, getting you ready.
That's what water's for.
I tell you, you're going to need a lot more water because this Fat Friday we're doing Hey Tiger Chocolate, which is right here. I just thought, hang on, if I put my face here like that, will that work?
I never did.
That is
brand damaging for them.
All right, I'll put that down. But we've been kindly given a bunch of Hey Tiger Chocolate. Mm-hmm. This is some primo shit.
Disclaimer, Bree, my girlfriend, is the marketing director. She said, now, do you need to do a disclaimer? I'm like, babe, no one fucking watches our show. I don't think
a disclaimer gonna... that she's my
girlfriend and we got it for free.
I know.
People think that I'm getting paid by them because every once a week on Instagram, I'm like, this is the best chocolate in the world. And then the hotel I was at in Sydney last week, they stalk you and then put a gift in your room. So they gave me a candle and some Hey Tiger chocolate.
No, that was Bree. She was there.
Yeah, Bree's probably good thing.
After so
you.
Nice.
That has happened so many times because Zoe Foster-Blake has spoken about it. Beck Judd's spoken about it.
Yeah.
And yeah, but it's not.
Well, chocolate's currency. Yeah. Chocolate gets anyone talking. Mm. So I mean, everyone loves chocolate.
But I haven't even tried some of these flavors. Specifically, the one that I have. Can you open it, please,
it's
DJ?
It's a bit of weight to it.
Bree messaged me to check what I do and don't eat. I'm like, babe, don't worry.
So this is my. I haven't really eaten anything today.
Either have I. This
relatable.
Is a classic Fat Friday material. You said that you have a slight hangover.
It's not as bad as it should be. I was on the Negronis yesterday, which is my favourite, but for those familiar with a Negroni, there is not any mixers in it. It's just...
Oh, they're potent.
So do you have any advice? So Mr. 97, he was doing shots the other night.
Yeah, I'm so mad about that. Next time you feel like doing a shot of vodka is a good idea, you call Auntie Gemma.
So what would you suggest? What would you suggest as a shot?
Tequila. But good tequila. I want it decades old and with a worm in the bottle.
Is there still donuts? Jam donut shots?
They exist.
Wet pussy. That was huge.
Wet pussy and ABC shots are still a thing, but that's just cordial.
Is it? Yeah. What's ABC?
I don't know.
It's always be contenting. That's what we know it as.
But anyway, always be chocolating. That's what we're doing today. So, wow. Okay. There is.
So pretty.
These are
So this is their this is their breakfast range, which I think they started for Mother's Day.
Breakfast range meaning
you have it for breakfast.
That's so good that we've not eaten then.
It's not what it means though, does it?
Well, I think it's breakfast.
The packaging is so pretty.
Yeah, breakfast inspired. So that might have been the same one that GoTo did the collab with. That might be that flavor.
Okay, this is why it's breakfast stuff. All right, I'm going to read out the flavors. We've got peanut butter and jelly, which is something you could have at breakfast, I guess.
So that's the one that I'm keen on. And Bree actually told me a story at her workplace. There is a dude who eats like I eat, which is sort of I don't tend to chew, and there was a choking situation between the peanut butter and the jelly because it's so, and that got me excited. The idea
that
coagulates
in your mouth.
Oh, that's a good word. Spell it.
There is not a chance I can spell
it. Can you say the word again?
I don't even know what it means.
Can you say
it
again?
It's like when blood coagulates.
Mr. 97, can you look up that word?
Coagulates. It's
like just about to have some water and you're like, yeah. No.
Okay, so the second flavour is cereal bowl. This is a white chocolate.
Okay.
And then we've got acai bowl.
Okay, yeah.
Anyone's on the diet?
And so that's a darker one, I believe.
Okay, it says dark. And this last one is strawberry hazelnut waffle. This is what I want. Can we just choose one each and then sort of just open and try?
Can I have the I don't give a fuck as long as I get the peanut butter and jelly.
Great. As long as I get some.
Because
be upset if you don't share it.
The
around.
One thing with Hey Tiger is, I don't know if you've noticed this, Jem, but the triangle at the top is my favorite bit. It's the big, if you're sharing.
I haven't noticed that.
I've got to be honest that this has been a pretty shit week in terms of dieting for me.
I had onion rings last night.
Yum. Yeah.
Which I thought I had a stomach bug this morning. And I was like, oh.
But maybe you do.
No, I had a burger, onion rings, and then half a block of chocolate.
That'll do it almost every time.
But there's M&M's, you know, the M&M's chocolate now. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like has the first two pieces are like normal rows and then the next bit's like a graphic. Mm. And so if you break that bit, you get this huge chunk. Anyway. Well,
that was my problem with Marvelous Creations because they stopped doing the grid. So before you know it, you wouldn't know how to cook. Like you used to be, say.
I mean, I'll be the... gentlemen, what one would you like?
I don't mind. Can you surprise me? Because I can't make decisions for myself.
Okay. So this is...
anyway, you sort that out, TJ.
I reckon the Jem. Cereal bowl.
How long were you in Sydney for Mechaland?
5 days. Mm-hmm. Yes, 4 nights. But
Golden ticket.
Yeah.
It's just the golden foil. And so Mechaland has got to be, from an event point of view, because I feel like Australia doesn't have that many epic events. But Mechaland seemed to have, like, they spend some serious cash in, like, the...
So they outsource the bulk of, like, that to the Taboo group, who are just, like, geniuses.
Yeah.
Walking through it, because it was in Melbourne last year, same team. Walking through it last year, I was like, I've never seen anything like this before in my life. And then this year, last year didn't even, like, register on a scale.
I think there's a bunch of people going, what the fuck is Mechaland? Like, that have no concept.
That is fair. It is... It's a festival.
A lot of blokes going, what's Mecca? Are you just talking about like it being
what's
this great
the difference
thing?
Between Mecca and Mecca Maxima?
So there's Mecca, it's Mecca Brands, and then you've got Cosmetica and Maxima, and then more recently there's Mecca Trove, which is there's a few stores where they have it's like niche sort of indie brands, but Cosmetica, I don't know how to describe it. I am on brand for Cosmetica. Mm. Maxima is not
diffusion range?
No, not...
You're not a diffusion girl, I don't say.
Josh, stop dropping in lingo. You guys have completely lost me. Josh is talking makeup.
No, diffusion just means it's like the shittier, like
no,
you'll have
no,
brands.
No.
Isn't diffusion like if you've got like the lesser thing of a brand? So for instance, if something's super expensive, you might get like a Ferrari, like a really good Ferrari car, and then they do like a real cheap one.
No, they don't do that, mate. They're just a premium brand.
So they don't have a diffusion range or anything?
No.
Not at all.
Okay.
No.
Ferrari. They own a bunch of other companies, but...
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, this is really good.
Oh, this is good. So this actually comes... I think this is because it's ganache. Mm. They come in... When you get one of the big ones, they come in three. We get one each.
Oh, that's great.
Okay. Yeah, I'll show you.
Amazing.
How.
So Mechaland, what the hell is it?
So it's a festival of beauty. So there was something like, I want to say 40 brands, and then they kept calling them booths, but a booth doesn't feel like the right word because one of them was a Ferris wheel.
Yeah. Can I sniff your bar?
Please. Be my guest.
Can I sniff your bar?
How was it?
It smells like cereal.
Can you show the back of it?
Oh, yeah.
There's all the cereal bits, yum.
Yeah, it's probably not.
Yum. Mm. And so...
Yeah, so each brand had like a... I reckon activation is a better word.
Have you already gotten chocolate on yourself?
Always.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's fine.
Yeah, activation.
And there's going to be another Gemma taking tiny mouse nibble compilations.
Did you like that, by the way?
I didn't have any. I just took a little bit of my hand.
As in the montage.
It's I loved it. Great. He does a good montage. I liked the one yesterday.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah. I mean, we really know where Josh is looking now because he's just doing... that today. If you are looking over,
I haven't actually looked at him that much. I'll
let this not melt in my hand while I talk. Okay. There's each brand had their own little thing, and then it was like Disney World. So they had five different worlds of beauty. It was just like unbelievable.
It looked like Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
It was very much that.
Even the new version of that. Oh, no, the old version. They were still pretty out there. Like, it looked futuristic, but just like colors everywhere. Ferris wheel. Yeah.
A lot of Instagram opportunities.
It's like stepping into Instagram. Mm-hmm. But they took me through it on either the Thursday or the Friday. Hosting. So they walked me through it, and the girl's like, "We've never seen you this quiet." I didn't speak for about 10 minutes.
Just because you're loving
huge
it?
Huge for me. Yeah, I was just letting it like wash over me.
Who was the favourite person that you interviewed?
Uzo from NARS. She's I get the job title wrong. I want to say Director of International Artistry. She's it. She's been with the brand for 21 years. She was there.
NARS being?
Makeup brand based in New York.
Oh, yeah, not amazing. The rap group.
No.
Not the rapper. NARS
is actually...
NARS is like, NARS has got a department.
So they're in Mecca, are they?
Yes.
Because I used to always have to, when
I go... They're in Cosmetica and Maxima.
Yeah, overseas, I'd always have to get, bring NARS.
Used to be cheaper overseas, but then now Joe Hogan's a genius, so it's pretty much the same.
Yeah. Or the US dollar is just shit house.
No, well, I've actually seen, I don't know if this is actually... I'll tell you this one. Public knowledge, but I remember I had someone who worked in like their business intelligence sort of thing, and what they did was they would actually have like they would do matching and stuff. I think they would even do stuff to make sure that they were never more expensive than if it was in the US. I don't know if that's an official
thing. My god, that peanut butter and jelly one's outrageous.
This is so good.
Did you have any so with the interview and it, like the Shameless girls, they were cracking me up in their latest episode because they talked about all the awkward shit between Zara running into the group and Michelle breathing at the Pod Awards.
Yeah.
Did you have any awkward moments, or it was all pretty good?
It was all pretty good. The way that they structured it worked really well because they had Mish and Zara doing all the panels and then like games with the audience, which thank God it wasn't me because I would have just like, this is my voice. So I just would have been like, you lost. Get off the stage. So that worked really well. And because I don't know what like the influences are. I'm not tapped into youth. And then I did all the master classes, which was good because Michelle and Zara, I think they know makeup, but they don't feel as though they're across it that much. So it worked really well, and I don't think there was any awkwardness. It was very difficult to hear on the stage, which wasn't so bad for me because doing master classes, you're right next to the person. But for the girls, because they were doing panels, there's the two of them and then four or five others. So it was just charades.
When a brand spent, how much money do you reckon they'd spend?
I can't even imagine.
It'd be ridiculous. Like an activation like that, unbelievable. Mm. The quality of everything. You think it's worth, I mean, they sold a bunch of tickets and you think it's worth it? Like from an experiential, like a...
For the customer?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. It depends on the kind of customer you are. The access that you have to like the directors of artistry from the other countries, because they flew in a lot, like Chanel from Hourglass is from the US, Estique from Urban Decay, they're never in Australia. So the opportunity to speak to them if you're like an aspiring makeup artist is unbelievable, and the same with the masterclasses and the panels. And then a lot of them would have limited edition products. So if you're diehard, then it's worth it.
Any tradies walking around just like they...
No, but there were a few boyfriends.
Yeah, you could imagine that.
My friend Elle has a brand, Elle Effect, a fake tan that they sell at Mecca. And her fiance came and I saw him over. They had like a very exit through the gift shop situation, which is genius. I looked over and Joel is in the shop taking photos of all Elle's products.
What do they say? The Instagram, the husbands of Instagram. 3D Dill, you're monitoring the live stream, which will keep up for another 2 minutes.
Yeah.
It's got jam.
Ooh. It's good, isn't it?
Ooh, look at that.
What have you had so far, Jim?
Just the cereal. It took me that whole time to nibble through it.
Well, you have some of the jam one. Well, 3D Dill, have we got to do any shout outs?
Yeah, we've got a few people writing in. Mm-hmm. We've got... Hayden Dibb said, Mr. 97, hashtag get better soon.
That's nice.
Big T says, any excuse not to get to the gym this morning?
Do you have a response given you didn't have Big T time? Big T time?
Big T time.
Big T time this morning. Anything you want to pass on to Big T while he's listening?
Is this for me?
I'll be there Monday.
He'll be there Monday. Okay.
He's coming back strong.
I'll be at the gym on Monday too.
Yep.
What's this one?
And who else? Anyone else?
Dylan? Russ Keys just wrote in saying, awesome Gemma Watts. Love a good Fat Fridays. Carlin Roach said, bunch of legends. We also have a comment from Jordan. Sorry if I butcher your last name, Jordan. Jordan Michaelides.
Yeah, Michaelides.
Michaelides.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He writes, how the hell are you guys playing the audio through the live video?
Yeah, see.
I said a magician never reveals their secrets.
Exactly. But it is a Roland.
I fucked it.
Oh, no. Oh, you're not meant to. You're not meant to break a ganache in half.
I didn't mean to.
Oh, no.
You're going to go straight in the mouth. But yeah,
very
Jordan.
can you say
message,
how that was a bad
inbox
idea,
anyway. Message, Josh. do you think that like we're a loyal team?
What does that mean?
You know, do you think we don't keep secrets from each other here at Big Media Company?
Yeah.
I mean,
who's got a secret?
Yeah.
I feel like he's setting something up.
Have you got a secret? Have you been...
this feels like a trap.
Are you Josh? No, I'm talking to Josh.
Do I have a secret?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just... You know, could there be anything that you may have done where you don't want it to get out? You know what I mean?
I don't know. Has this got to do anything with the poll that I did asking if you should watch people naked from your apartment?
Oh, no, nothing to do with the poll.
Okay.
Because one of the loyal Gronk squad...
Is this fucking Molly? Is this Molly?
One of the loyal Gronk squatters has messaged me. Josh Atkinson, mate.
Yes.
You're one of the boys. We're blood brothers. Remember people used to... Did anyone you know did that or was that you're too young,
like
Gemma?
Actually putting blood, your blood on someone else's blood to show
it was
them.
At this point where...
They did it in The Hangover or one of them.
Oh, that's right.
Funny movie. Anyway.
I don't remember.
Pop culture.
I'm just sitting there. Last night, Amy was out for dinner and it was just me and the B-man. Mm-hmm. We're chilling on the couch and I get a message. All I see is, mate, big controversy. And then a screenshot.
Uh-huh.
And I click onto the screenshot. And I see fucking a username by the name of Josh Jansen on Instagram having inbox... back and forth with somebody. And this is a guy who's quit social media. I'll read you what it says. And this is what he sent me a screenshot. He said...
Okay, this is a slight setup.
So this is a screen grab of Josh, his wife Molly, an interaction Molly had on Instagram direct message with Josh Jance's personal account. I thought it didn't exist.
Have you ever been taken down by a screen grab? Has anyone ever screen grabbed anything or...
Surprisingly, no.
No.
It's only a matter of time.
Do you have a WhatsApp? Do you do WhatsApp groups or anything? I feel like WhatsApp groups are dangerous groups where mates can fucking get a bit silly and.
No, yeah. I only use it like in Thailand. We used it.
Okay.
Well, I think you like
I was on holidays.
A best mate of mine. I messaged him and just said, "Oh, caught up with your bro. He's such a legend. He, you know, had a great. You know, just basically said something really nice."
Mm.
But he then sends me back a screenshot of the screenshot he'd sent to his brother. And so it was a message feed. It was my message in a screenshot and then the screenshot of his response to his brother. So then it's getting back to me. So he's just doing this multiple layered feedback. But I didn't tell him to do that. So you're just going to watch what you write. So anyway,
This is a big lesson for me.
This is how this goes down.
I'm so embarrassed for you.
An account that I thought was inactive.
Well, I've retired.
So apparently, this is Molly. So apparently, you're the reason my husband just spent 35 mins on the toilet.
Yes.
And then you wrote back, ha ha ha, this is true. P.S. I've retired from this account, so don't tell Tommy. And then she writes, my lips are sealed.
And so Molly's lips clearly aren't sealed.
And then
loose lips sink ships, Molly.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's been outed. What's he on the toilet for? I didn't get it. What's he on the toilet? Because he's listening to our show?
No. So Josh and I on the Daily Talk Show Instagram account had about a 40-minute conversation talking about snacks and what snacks I was going to have. And so we spoke about that. And then I was guessing that Molly was trying to confirm. It's like her husband was on the toilet for a long time. He's like, oh, I was talking to Josh. And she's like, really? And then so she messaged me. So I was helping a brother out being like, yeah, he was speaking to me.
But it's just that, you know, P.S., don't tell Tommy.
Well, the thing is, can we be – if we
– I can add to this. On the live when he said he was going to finish the book, believe it when I see it, he also said – I wrote, oh, yeah, retired from social media, and he said, I will like your most recent Instagram post from the Josh Jansen account.
And I did.
So
did you see the like?
No, I wasn't paying attention. No,
she gets too many.
That was a big deal. I think if I've learned anything, I've just got to completely get it off my phone. Because the thing is, look at this. Look at this. I'll show you.
He's on 18, it right now.
But look, all these people writing to me, some of them business opportunities, but I've said.
Oh, no, that's
I'm are not, they business opportunities?
That's not true. Potentially. Look how many I've got.
That is not true.
People ask, hey,
these
mate,
are all
have a mate
your
that,
friends.
Like people, yeah. So like there's a bunch of people who have asked me for things on DM, but I'm trying, as a general rule, I don't use personal DMs anymore.
As a general rule.
As a general rule. I mean,
but it doesn't, that sentence doesn't go hand in hand with I've retired from the social media.
Yeah, exactly. That's why we have to relook at the whole thing potentially. Did they talk about like a Mecca? Is it?
We're
it's
back.
It's all about. So it's all about like beauty stuff. Do they talk about like branding or anything like that?
They did. The girls did. When I say the girls, I mean Michelle and Zara. Mm-hmm. They did on some of the panels. There were things on like building a business.
Yeah.
There was a panel on the first day that Marita, who's the creative director of Mecca, hosted. That was Joe Horgan, who's the CEO. Zoe Foster Blake, Elle Ferguson, Eleanor Pendleton, who edits Gritty Pretty. She's heavenly. Who else? There was
amazing there recall on these names, else. Though.
I live for this.
Well, because I used to announce at the basketball, and the idea of did you pronounce any names wrong?
No, because I ran through them all before we went on stage.
But I could do that. See, if we've learned anything from the episode numbers. I could say someone's last name over and over and over and over and over in my head, and for whatever reason, it's like self-sabotage. I called a guy whose name was Jesus, Jesus.
Now, that's pretty – you get that.
Yeah, I understand that.
It's like one Jose.
Yeah.
Like Jose.
What about –
getting Jose all the time. We went – when we went and did the Uncommon podcast, Jordan's podcast, I was surprised you led in. Very confident. There was no thought about kiss, hug – handshake.
No.
It was just Jordan Michaelides, how are you, bro?
Yeah, 3D deal.
We've got someone named Behind the Shades.
Yeah,
it's B-Mac. That says Tommy for PM.
Yes.
Thanks, guys.
And Shoto Shepherding.
Nice. Shout out to Shep. Shep resent Illy. He just dropped a new single. Let's give it some listen time.
Shep resent.
Yeah. Never say that again.
Love you, B-Mac.
And is Lily Illy or Lily?
Don't ever say that again. You just butchered him.
Illy. I-L-L-Y.
Yeah, Illy. Like Australian music artist, rapper.
Doing a
festival.
Yeah,
I'm across this.
Oh, okay, he's doing a festival. Whenever I think of his name, I think of the Italian coffee with the red logo, Illy.
He's not just doing any festival. There's so when I lived in Shep, this is BMAC grew up there, I was there for 2 years and it was always like, why don't big artists come to town? Why isn't there some kind of big music festival on here?
Like, do you want us to list or – oh, you've got an answer?
A list.
I thought that was a question.
I was asking myself when I lived there. So I was like, why doesn't – they just wouldn't come through that town. It would always be like to Bendigo or around that. So I was like, oh, I'm missing out. And so BMAC, I don't know, he must be behind helping, and there's this big festival now coming to Shep and Illy is headlining. So it's good days.
Yeah.
It's good days for Shepparton.
Staying in hotels while you're away, do you thrive in the hotel situation? Do you make yourself at home? Do you stay at the same room the whole time?
This time I was in – I mean, it's a lot of work to switch rooms.
Why would you?
Well, I know, like, say, Thailand, did you stay in the – I feel like when you go on holidays or whatever, sometimes
it's only
you
when
might
you get
move
up around.
You go to a different – we went to two hotels because we're in two different
places. A lot of the time that does happen, though. You get an upgrade – and then they're like, oh, we've only got it only for 4 days. And then the rest of the two days.
That's never happened to me. Really? They upgrade me when I check in.
Well, no, we've had situations where like Brie and I remember in Thailand doing the whole, like it's like a standard thing. If they have it available, they'll take you into the room, which is so annoying because once you're in there, it's sort of hard to like, oh, just come up and see if you decide that you want it.
Yeah, you'd rather it be slightly less good for the whole time where you can just – I mean, for you, you like to just spread.
Yeah, just the whole – like that's how
as
I like to
as soon as I check in, I hang everything up and, like, everything is folded and
– are you a neat person? Like, is your we can see Mr. 97's bedroom right now. It is clean as a whistle. He's made his bed – is this normal for you, buddy?
It's usually pretty good. The past week, though, it's been pretty all over the place.
Oh, it's because we've been whipping you, you know, making you work like an animal.
Is that a shit on your bed? Is it a doona? Is it a sheet? It's all like a navy color. Right? It all sort of fits into your brand.
It's duvet. Yeah, it's a duvet.
A duvet. All right, mate.
A duvet.
What's your room like in comparison to that, Jim?
So sometimes it's like that. My room is very on brand, but at the moment it is a pigsty because I've got heaps of deliveries that I haven't filed because stuff goes into like things that I'm not going to have a chance to try, things that I want to try but can't do right now, things that I have to, like I'm getting paid to review stuff that I have to shoot for clients, and at the moment it's just it looks like the back room of Australia Post. it's not a nice place.
That would
to
be a nightmare.
For most girls it's just a pile of makeup, so it's a dream, but at the same time it's my worst nightmare.
Carry on versus checked. Can you do a Sydney trip for 6 days or whatever it was and do carry on only?
No.
Okay.
Makeup takes up a lot of space. I didn't even need to take makeup this time because I was getting it done for me, but I recorded up there, so I held all my podcast stuff, and that's carry on
it
its
is
own.
Super heavy.
These stands are so heavy. I put them in my checked and then the rest is carry on.
You're just generous. You did stands when we were in America. We just took handhelds.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, which you guys know how to do stuff.
No, but babies don't want to have to hold. You know, like it's nice. It is nice to there was a long time that we didn't have stand. We're gonna we'll wrap up the live stream, guys.
Bye.
You can watch the whole thing in about an hour's time when it's online at thedailytalkshow.com.
All right, everybody.
Might be longer because Mr. 97's, you know.
Oh. Yeah, away. I've realized how important Mr. 97 is based on how much when I got that message at 10:20, I said to him, mate, I hope you're feeling better. Like I took what a good manager does approach, which is, mate.
Get better.
Get better. Which part of it's like, mate, it's only 10:20. See how you feel in the morning was what I wanted to say. But I'm glad, 97, that you're feeling comfortable at home and you've got a toilet and all that.
And, mate, your sick days are running out. So use them wisely.
Yeah, one of two. He's used one of 2 days.
And just quickly before we go, Craig Harper at Whiteboard Lessons says, nice work, boys and lady.
Oh, there we go. I was
thanks, Craigie boy.
All right, we're out.
Thanks, Harp.
See you guys.
That was fun.
No, we're still here.
Do you know what it reminded me of? You know, when they do like a simulcast in the TV and they're like, okay, we're going to say goodbye to our Perth viewers. And then like the election and shit like that.
Fun stuff.
Yeah, just real sort of.
To be honest, we can now relax, guys.
Do you feel the pressure?
I don't know. Live because we're going to start doing live. Mm. It's just a new muscle to build. Like, think about do you edit your podcast?
Nah.
Okay.
Nah, so just whack a little something.
It'd be like the people who don't edit their podcast that go to from editing your podcast to not editing. That's a jump. And then it's like from not editing to
excuse me, sorry.
Being live as you're saying the words, there's people there. I think it just it's almost like it opens up this another part of your brain, and then you just sort of shut that out and get back to work.
Mm. Yeah, I get that. There's one that I'm going to have to edit that I'm putting off because someone walked into the room halfway through and just started talking. So,
oh, no.
But I haven't listened to it back.
Yeah.
So.
I think it's the type of show too. Like we've developed one where someone could knock on the door and we'd probably keep it all going.
Yeah.
And it adds to it. But
I've
if the show isn't like that.
I've done it for one when a fire drill started happening. Oh, yeah. And I was like, I don't care. We can just talk over this. But when someone comes into the room and starts talking, I'm like...
It's a little bit too much. What do you walk away from those events like Mechaland? Do you walk away feeling energized or absolutely exhausted?
I felt really energized because I'm such an extrovert that that's how I recharge my batteries. I had, even when we had a couple of hours of a break, I would fit in a podcast interview because you've got access to all these people you wouldn't ordinarily have access to.
I dropped my chocolate.
So then, how embarrassing. I would record and then I'd have maybe an hour free. And then Joe Horgan was like, go to your room and meditate. Babe, I'm up and about. I'm going to order some chips.
So how many podcasts did you record when you were there?
Only two, because one of them is, I can say it on here, one of them is like an episode where it's all of the artists that had flown in. So I
that's cool.
Yeah, it's I'm so proud of it. It's 15 minutes with each of them. And it's pretty amazing.
On Glow Journal?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah, it's like a live from Mechaland one. The audio is not that good, but my audio is never that good. So I don't care.
And so were any of the stuff that was all on stage, I saw some video, is that all online or no?
No, I think they... they've definitely recorded everything. They live streamed four of mine and one, the panel from the first day that was that one that I was talking about before that Marita was hosting. I think that's it.
Sorry, I'm just laughing. I was like,
so there's me and my best friend, Rosie Huntington-Whiteley.
Oh, yeah.
Best friends.
Jason Statham.
Oh yeah, God. Chummy knows who that is.
She was a Victoria's Secret model. Victoria's Secret, I was going to say superstar. But she's been in a bunch of films.
Transformers.
And
Megan Fox got the arse.
And Jason Statham is her partner.
I've got an exclusive.
This will be good.
I just want to say, I was laughing before if you're watching. I was thinking, I don't know if you can take anyone seriously when they're just eating like chocolate. I haven't thought. I think being in on camera eating,
my fingers are very sticky.
Yeah, makes same. You think and about I ruined like, this
as you're listening in. Just not you, Josh. Yeah. Both no, of, all agree. Of us. It's like
I dropped it midway. I couldn't have done a worse job of eating it. I understand that.
But it's just a funny thing.
I think you could have.
No, you can keep eating that.
I'm going to, but I just don't know how to like deal with it.
Victoria's Secret show cancelled for 2019.
Why?
That's all I know.
That's not an exclusive.
Is there?
Yeah. Do you know about it?
Yeah.
Okay. So do you know what the reason is?
Oh, the ratings are. I don't think it's cancelled. I think they're just not televising. Mm.
Maybe I'm thinking of the footy show.
Yeah.
The footy show is dumped.
That I knew about ahead of.
Yeah. Did you get an exclusive?
Mm. Oh. How did you have the?
She can't reveal her sources.
Okay. Mm. I love that Tommy's protecting her. No, that's a good idea.
No. Well, I mean, we had. Someone who was responsible for, you know, the creation of it last week in the studio.
Yeah.
So that's
why. He wasn't on the podcast. It was interesting talking about like the difference between having the production company, having the network and the network having made a decision and then not telling the actual production is pretty full on.
I mean, it happens so often though. Things getting canned and people finding out from other people.
I feel like more so with radio than TV.
Well, definitely there's. Girls. Yeah, well, there's so many examples of that where there's talks about things happening because I guess shit takes a while.
Mm.
But I guess it's upsetting when I guess it happens when you're in senior positions as well. You're privy to information before other people know.
Mm. I mean, it is just humans not being able to keep secrets.
Yeah.
There is this is a low-level secret. Friend of mine.
Oh, I like it. Can we do this as a segment?
No, it has. Yeah,
Josh's exclusives and Tommy's low level secrets.
Yeah, but then I'm trying to be really cryptic. So my mum.
Don't be.
My mum goes to this person who is a hairdresser. And that hairdresser. had told my mum in confidence that he may be moving salons. And in the hair game, it's probably
huge.
Yeah. I'm walking down the street, see my mate who owns a salon. I'm like, hey, he's like, did mum tell you that she's going to be coming here now? And I was like, oh, what do you mean? She's like, oh, yeah, blah, blah, blah. So this is all I knew. So last night on the phone, I'm like, mum, I hear you going to bloody, new salon. And she's like, oh, you know about that?
Big wig for you.
No, but then my mum.
It's huge.
Yeah. So the person that was at fault was my friend who wasn't meant to tell the secret.
And he wasn't your mum's hairdresser.
No.
Interesting. This is as big as when your mum thought Mike Larkin was going to buy your house.
That was. Well, he was never going to buy it. He just lied about ever going through it, which was even more weird.
Yeah.
These are such low-level secrets. Mm. But this is what happens in jobs.
Drama.
You find out, especially pregnancy stuff. I blew it. Jules Lund calls me. He's like, I'm out the front. And then I go onto the balcony and I see him. I'm like, hey, mate. He's going for a run. He's like, you want to come? I was like, oh, nah. But did you hear about my brother? He's just had the baby. And he's like, and then.
He reacted to himself.
Wait,
your brother had the baby?
My brother had a baby.
Because you're both yelling, so the voices sound very similar.
Oh, yeah. So I basically revealed before my brother had a chance to share it with people that he'd had a baby. And then Amy's like, no, you can't. Mm. Amy and I had a conversation around that this week about, for me, I didn't give a shit. Like a baby is like, the announcement, sharing it, it doesn't really matter to me. Mm-hmm. If the baby's out and it's healthy, it's like, everyone will find out at some point. Yeah. So it's not something, but I get some people are like, I want to be the first person to post.
That happens with engagements. One of my girlfriends got engaged, she's now married, but when she got engaged, she had a bunch of us over to celebrate before they announced it, just to like enjoy it.
Yeah.
So one of the girls is like, just celebrating the engagement of two of my favorite people. So then all of the people she hadn't told yet are calling.
Ooh. Oh no. This is why I just, I mean, what's the answer? Not doing anything, staying home.
What the answer is, the couple not to, like, so when Amy and I got engaged, it was so nice, this hour, an hour and a half, 2 hours, I can't remember, that we just had together that we're like, no one knows. Mm. It's our little secret.
Other
like,
than your live Instagram stream.
Oh, yeah, no, it was live. There was four people on the feed. Yeah. But it was just her and I. It was really nice. So I think
it's going to make a beautiful vlog, honey.
I was filming it. And there is a video about it.
If only they had the YouTube premiere feature back then where you could sort of
took me play weeks it out. To get that one edited out. You know, I was procrastinating. That was the video that I had to redub the me audio. Asking Amy, will you marry me?
Yeah. She actually re-recorded.
Did you know that,
Jim?
No, I didn't.
He re-recorded that specific piece of audio because they were near the water and you couldn't hear it.
Yeah, it was on a shitty camera and all that.
And so
I've definitely watched the video.
Yeah. So it is all nice, fake news. It's all fake.
I do wonder.
The marriage is faked.
I mean, I could be
on Bodie's an actor.
Imagine being a baby actor. I mean, it's an interesting role.
I was a child star, but not a baby actor.
Were you?
Yeah.
What do you mean,
child star? Not a child. I use the term star.
Well, it's like saying I was super rich when I was young.
There you go.
But I wasn't. But I'm just using that term.
Okay.
So it doesn't work.
No, it doesn't. It's not quite the same.
I don't understand it, so it didn't work.
My auntie was a producer. Or she still does, but she was a producer at Nine, and that was like my after-school care. So then when they needed a kid in a show, they'd be like, does anyone know if Kate's goddaughter's here? And they'd just plonk me in there.
What was your favourite scene that you were ever in?
The first one, the most memorable, you know David Strassman, the ventriloquist?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
I actually, that's the only thing I'm scared of is ventriloquist dummies. So they interviewed
after sitting on his lap?
No, they interviewed me with the teddy bear. He's a bit of a...
Was that a pedophile joke?
No, but I was
that. Also relevant.
Oh, wow.
I don't think he's a pedophile. But he definitely
got in trouble for something.
There was something.
I mean, he had a hand up a doll's ass every day.
From a disclaimer point of view, what do you say? Like, it's not even allegedly. What do you say if you've sort of aligned someone with a?
Yeah,
we don't know if that's the case.
No.
It could be another ventriloquist. Maybe it was his doll. But it's
yeah,
the same
let's
same.
Blame yeah. it on the doll. It and turns so out the doll was a dirty little prick.
Is he the one that did Teddy?
Yes. So they interviewed me with the Teddy because they couldn't interview me with the other one because I was petrified. And then I came on with all of my toys and did voices for all my toys and then got off stage and immediately started crying because this is when I was still shy, so weird. And he said, I've got a present for you. Uh-oh. So I said, oh, thank you. And then he said, well, I haven't given it to you yet. And like, what does a five-year-old do in that situation? Yeah. Yeah. In fact, I don't even know what I would say to that now.
Yeah. You can't blame him. He's dealing with his hand up a doll's ass all day. Like, he thinks that's
Canadian?
How you treat a person.
What's the name?
David Strassman.
Can you please look that up?
And maybe look up any allegations so we can just check that I have enough.
Slandered him.
Definitely nothing to do with children. I just feel like maybe.
Definitely nothing to do with children.
No, but like.
Nah.
He's an American ventriloquist, stand-up comic, actor, voice artist, and comedian. Best known for his ventriloquism act with Chuck Wood and Teddy Bear.
And then look up news. Look up.
Yeah, we just need to find something because I was saying we were actually talking to Nando's yesterday.
Yeah.
And Tommy and I were spitballing ideas and we're thinking about potentially doing Josh has Nando's only. Like only Nando's for an entire month.
So nothing but Nando's for a month. Like he cannot eat. Like he wouldn't be able to eat this.
Like the McDonald's doco.
Exactly. But with Nando's.
I think it could be the opposite though. It could be the opposite.
But I lean out.
Yeah.
I just have the tenderloins.
Abs by Nando's.
Okay.
Who would you, if you could have just like breakfast, lunch and dinner, you had to eat 3 meals a day. what fast food would you have?
I know our answer already.
Well, I mean, does Taco Bell count?
Yeah.
Really gunning for a sponsorship. Yeah. maybe
who
Nando's.
Who needs a sponsorship when you have an entertainment guy?
Taco Bell, I only eat like 3 things because I'm not supposed to eat corn.
That's right.
What happens when you eat corn?
I look very pregnant.
Sure. It's part of the whole Taco Bell
experience. Not supposed to eat wheat either, but I just do it. And
how do you feel after eating this chocolate? As in, like, is there ingredients in this stuff?
It's not enough to ruin my life.
Okay.
And I eat this stuff all the time.
Have you ever done like getting a a blood test or whatever?
Yeah, I did.
Really?
Yeah, wheat, corn, soy. But soy's so minor and often with, because it's not an allergy, it's just an intolerance. But I didn't have any of them for ages and then worked them back in. Soy is fine now. Wheat is touch and go. Corn, never a good time. But God, I love nachos.
Nachos are definitely, if I could eat anything, it would definitely be nachos.
We're thinking about, I mean, we were talking about this a little while ago.
Where was I going with the Nando's thing, by the way? What was that connected with?
No.
I kept saying, I'm going to be like Jared from Subway.
Oh, yeah, you can't.
And
Jared's from Subway, went to jail.
Yeah. For
a very long time. That's a very clear thing. That
he was a pedophile.
Yes.
That's right.
No allegations.
Okay. Nowhere. I realize now where I heard that story from, and I definitely shouldn't have mentioned it.
Okay, yeah, great. Cancel that.
I think maybe he just had like an 18-year-old girlfriend or something tune of that, or groupies.
Is it going to be the first time where we're going to have to actually remove something from the podcast?
No, we never said whatever. We blamed it on the doll. It's definitely the doll. There's some, you know, shady shit that doll was doing. Yes. But we were saying Josh and I having a competition. Who has more testosterone in their blood?
If you were to place your bets, maybe we both put an argument together?
Yeah.
My argument is.
This is a trap.
It's not a trap.
We're just looking for honesty, Jim.
I would have said Tommy straight off the bat. Ready to argue.
That's so rude. Why do you think Tommy?
Well, you are constantly calling yourself a big baby.
He's a big baby though too.
A big baby.
You can do your argument.
Well, I've avoided soy products for my entire life. Soy has estrogen.
Okay.
And so I've done that. Also, Tommy has had synthetic what's it called? What are we talking about?
Testosterone. Taken steroids before.
Through steroids.
Right.
He's not used steroids. And so the synthetic use could potentially inhibit his testosterone, his natural production.
I mean, it's one thing that you can use in defense, but you then still haven't backed up or you've been able to say for yourself as to why you would have more.
I don't want
to
get smutty about it, but my sex drive is extremely good.
Yeah. Okay.
Aren't you glad? And what's your argument?
Well, maybe I have the most testosterone.
That's fine.
Ah. Okay, 3D Dill says he's got the most testosterone.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, he's young. He's 20.
He's young.
So
for me, it's that I weight train. For me, it's that, I have most part my diet dialed in.
And you think that's all conducive to testosterone?
100%.
This is like when Hamish and Andy did a competition to find out who had the superior penis.
Was that a thing, really?
It was something to do with like urine stream.
I believe Andy lost.
Yes, he did.
Well, I think just straight off the bat also is the muscle mass that I am holding. I think there would be something in.
I think under my muscle mass. I think under my fat. What is does Mr. 97 want to say
he's
something?
Got the giggles.
No, I'm just trying to figure out what are the indicators for high testosterone.
Have you found anything?
No, but sleep, diet, weight, activity, stress all play a part in it.
What about weight? If I have a bit more fat on me, is there any testosterone in my fat?
No.
Men who carry more weight have lower levels of testosterone.
That's annoying.
You're welcome.
I stand by. I think
No, that's fine. I think you wouldn't want to be in a competition if you thought you were going to lose.
Yeah, absolutely.
Why would you go into a fighting match with a ball?
Exactly.
If you weren't a ball.
I think maybe... I think I just do maybe a better job of holding my testosterone.
How does that even – what does that mean?
I think that you're just
– boys are so weird.
What does that mean? I think that's that statement my son would say.
No, but I feel like I hold it – maybe not hold it in, but I think I'm more sort of deliberate with my testosterone, whereas I feel like
– deliberate?
What's wrong, 97?
What are you talking about?
We're going to cut him off in a sec. What I'm talking about.
I just see him laughing out of my eye.
I don't know.
It's good that we can shut him off.
Yeah, I know. It's very handy. I mentioned it to Peter Shepherd. He said, it's a bit radio, but it hasn't stopped us doing a bunch of things.
No.
I wouldn't mind getting my bloods done.
Get the bloods done. I think we also have to bring Mr. 97 3D deal. It would be funny if one of them had higher levels than both of us.
But they might, because the youth is on their side.
It's a guarantee. It's a guarantee.
Guarantee?
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Yeah. I mean, and is this something...
My testosterone wants me to beat you right now with my backhand.
It's interesting though, because I am probably balding as well, potentially, which you could argue
you
is testosterone.
Or just bad genetics.
Yeah, maybe. But isn't it, maybe my genetics is the testosterone. We don't know. Anyway.
It's funny.
Stay tuned.
It's funny. I'm glad that you were sided with me too. I mean, it feels like a victory already. To be honest,
that's all Tommy wanted, really. But
I mean, it could be the Labor Party. I'm already celebrating victory.
Yeah, very early, and then I'm going to be
the
like,
Lib comes in.
Michelle and Zara and I had a really uncomfortable Uber ride on Monday. I don't know who the Uber driver brought up the election, and we just had to sit in the back seat and
he was talking
was
about.
Was it Trevor Long?
whoever he was telling us that that. He is a refugee and the Liberal Party is the best thing for refugees. So we were like, we're not doing this.
Really?
It's 6:30 on a Monday.
Man, why is it about driving, taxis, Uber? They love a theory. Mm. I guess they have a lot of driving time.
Well, we had the theory from the South African who lived over in South Africa about the farmers. Remember how we were going to Invado and he was just giving us this whole thing about, you know, it was pretty... a pretty dark conversation about the farmers that were getting, you know, the white farmers that were getting murdered. And he was just saying, giving his two cents as someone who lived over there.
Mm-hmm. There's something about Uber drivers loving to play devil's advocate.
I think a lot of them just love a chat. The girls saw me the closest I get to snapping, which is just very
passive
aggressive.
Because I find that I can fall into sort of Stockholm syndrome where, you know, you're in the car and then you just hear like,
Zara's very good at just, she just stops talking. She picks her battles. Michelle in the politics conversation did not do that.
Yeah.
But she kept a lid on it. And then I got fired up when the Uber driver was not following the map.
You're more sort of angry.
And he kept talking.
I mean, it is anxiety producing, being in cabs. That was the worst thing. Uber now is a bit better. But hey, Mr. 97, can you look up Uber have released the function to get a silent driver?
It's a long Google
search.
That's
the dream.
Yeah, it's on Uber Black.
Okay, so you need Uber Black.
I'm going to do fancy Uber.
That's probably in the States.
Yeah, you can set the slider to less conversation.
Far out.
That's the dream.
Yeah. Imagine that in life.
Oh.
Just a less conversation slider.
Nice. Some people you can't. Do that with.
No.
You couldn't set you to slider down low, Josh.
No, I think I'm pretty adaptable. I can do whatever anyone wants.
I mean, you'd take it to heart. You'd be like, I'm not picking up this person.
No, I think I'd be like, you know what? That's more about them than it is about me.
That's
a good way of looking at it.
But
don't
you
think?
That's how I live my life.
Well, it makes you feel better. It's like, oh, that guy's an asshole, but it must be about him.
Well, I mean, one of the reasons, Jem, that we wanted to get you on as well,
outside of the testosterone debate,
mainly the testosterone debate, but we're going to get you in a referee's outfit, and we're going to Tommy and I are going to fight,
wrestle. We're going to wrestle. Yeah. I'd definitely win.
I don't know. Like we've said this, but I think that just purely on my weight, I could grab you and pull you down.
I said to you, I reckon I could actually, in a ring, I reckon if I had one hand that I was only allowed to punch with, I'd still win.
I would beat both of you.
What would your tactic be?
Oh, straight for the nuts.
Yeah, it's an easy one. I feel like I would be similar in that regard. I think
you can't fight dirty. It's the Marcus of Queensbury rules.
Okay, I don't know what that is.
I've gone sport. You had
I'm going straight
stuff.
No, I'm going street fight. All right. Anyway, street fight doesn't give a fuck about fucking royal botanical rules, whatever the fuck.
Queensbury. It's just the traditional boxing rules. It's like that was the rule set, Marcus. Yeah.
Well, no. Now that Jem is a friend of the show,
I assumed there would be like a
ceremony and all that sort of thing
on Saturday Night Live when you've hosted five times. You've get a jacket.
But really?
Whatever.
Oh, that's interesting.
Like a gold jacket? Green jacket?
Something, I don't know. It's got five timers on the back.
Yeah. It's like golf.
It's like I wasn't expecting anything.
Yeah. That is a good idea though. Maybe there is a jacket. There's a studio jacket that we have. Actually, can you
like
go
a
down?
Smoker's
can you
jacket?
Go down?
Oh, man, I know what
can you go down to the garage? Is the door open? Is the door
yeah,
open?
Yeah,
the, you know where the
is this
yeah.
what
jacket?
I made yep. a comment about when
yes.
I was
yeah.
the other
yeah.
way.
Yeah, yeah. That could be maybe. This is actually. I don't know if it's been gifted to us, but Ryan John,
yeah,
who's someone who has been on a bunch
friend
of times in the show. Almost
is he
three
friend
times.
Of the show?
Definitely. He's been on.
One, two.
I think there's three times.
Been on the phone. It needs to be in studio three
yeah.
times so we can double
that's
check.
The criteria.
But I think three
no
is
offense.
Good. But the thing is, similarly to how I sort of rock birthdays and Christmases and stuff with Brie, I tend to. I'm generous when it comes to gifts, but I'm not good at having them on the day. And just like that, we haven't necessarily. So we've got a jacket here. Jem, will you put it on for
of
the rest
course.
Of the thing? All right. So don't
I
mind.
I love sparkles.
If you're watching on the YouTube channel, you will see that
thank
our
you, Ryan.
Our whole studio moves when people walk, which will be fixed very soon.
Oh, yeah.
So nice.
It is nice, isn't it? It's very Gemma Watts.
It's so Gemma Watts.
It's great.
Does this remind you of sort of the musical
yes.
days?
She's in a sequence number. This was ASOS?
Sequins. Not sequence, two different words.
Thank sequins.
I mean, it's not an episode with me if I'm not pulling people up.
Oh, definitely. It's not an episode with you or Josh if you're not pulling me
what
up.
What was the peanut butter and jelly? What was the word that you used?
Oh,
it was very nice.
Mr. 97 should, I mean, he's got one job.
Oh, yeah, 97. Yeah, and can you tell us the official definition?
Mm. Yeah, so it's when fluid or blood thickens and becomes hard. So it's like, when your blood clots, when you've got a cut.
Mm-hmm. Coagulates.
So the peanut wow. butter and jelly would.
Coagulate your saliva. That's what I was thinking it was going to do.
Can you say that, can you pronounce it for us, Mr. 97?
Coagulate.
And there's an amazing video online where they had a thing of blood. I don't know if it was human blood. It was probably some sort of animal blood in this container. And they got a snake to bite the top of it that had a bit of rubber over
stuff.
The top. And the rubber had, you know, pierced from the fangs and the venom went in and then they just did like this, moved it around and then opened up, poured it out and it went out like jelly.
I love
and
that
so what
shit.
What
I
it is like if you get
that.
Bitten, you're done.
Yeah.
Your whole body just coagulates.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
science is the best.
It is very interesting. Yep.
Delivered by Gronks, even better.
We will be talking to 3D Dill in a moment about what he did last night because it does have a similar vibe.
Oh, yeah.
But I want to just finish this stuff around.
High testosterone activity, actually.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, yeah.
You work it out.
Yeah, okay.
I didn't mean that. No, so.
Sorry, guys.
Mr. 97's loving
it. I'm going
to go. Yeah. But. No, so in regards to this whole three, you know, the friends of the show type of thing,
yeah.
trying to actually work out what it is that we get made because we've had one other person, Peter Shepherd, who is an official friend of the show.
Yeah, I was pretty annoyed that he made it before me, but that's okay.
Yeah, it happened. He was going, he was traveling and so it was, we got him before he went away, which
what
is it's a bad excuse. But you are the second a friend of the show and the first time that we're really actually building it up and to working out what it is sort
because
of as
I insisted
it was a big part of you coming here today
as which in is 2 weeks ago and I'm like why have you not got me on the show
well you're here now and so what I want to know is what could it be that a friend of the show gets so one of the things I was thinking of an ID that we get printed
mm-hmm.
which is sort of, it could even be like a metallic card or something like that
yeah.
or like an ID with your photo on it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we can do deals with sort of, it becomes an entertainment guide. You can sort of have, you could maybe get discounts at Boost or something. I don't know what we could organise.
As long as it's something shiny.
It should be shiny?
I just think it should be shiny.
Yeah, I mean, we've got 3D Dill who's an epic designer. He could mock up something, even like, you know, the fast food chains. They always, some of them have like the VIP card that's either a piece of slate or Amex black. An Amex black card is like, I remember I was hanging out with this girl who her dad was really rich and she had one and she'd just be buying everyone fucking everything.
Oh, I
and I had it. I had it and I was like, me and my mate Barzy like trying to chomp it because it was just fucking solid.
And that's why you can't have money. Why you don't have a black Amex card.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, okay, so potentially a card. I think that could be good with your face, with your face on it. And it could have like the Daily Talk Show. Gronk Squad. I think it has to have Gronk Squad on there.
This it needs to be able to register how many times you've been on. But I don't want
do
it to be
like a coffee stamp.
No. I don't want it to be like a coffee stamp. Maybe we're digital. Maybe we've got a QR code, the only QR code that anyone ever uses.
I hate
you know,
QR
like
codes.
To sign in or something. It gives you access. Like it needs to sort of because otherwise it's just like
you're talking about scale when we have more than two.
Well, I'm talking about I guess
the experience.
I mean, 10 years. If we're thinking 10 years, and you come on, two times a year, three times a year.
Imagine what 10 years what's it's going to be like in 10 years.
I'll still look exactly the same.
Yeah, you'll be wearing the jacket.
The second a wrinkle appears on this face.
Now, can you explain? So, Bree's dermatologist. I believe it was either dermatologist or skin doctor. I think they. I think Bree says
has this been talked about on the show, or did we just talk about it when I was here?
No, this was on the show.
Oh, okay. I can't tell the difference between things that I've listened to on the show and things conversations that have happened in person. Yes. Okay.
So did I tell you about the, I think it, like a dermatologist or like the skin clinic person saying.
Yeah, and then she tricked you and said, free.
Yeah, and it wasn't.
It was a trap, yeah.
But what do you think from a perspective of being in the beauty industry?
Mm-hmm.
Injectables, specifically Botox.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think have you had it done?
No, but people don't believe me. I get that more than anything. I get so many DMs like, "Where did you get your masseters done?
Where did you get your 24-year-old jeans from?"
26. 26. Thank you. Maybe that's why. So
but
that's nice.
But you, yeah, you're super young. Is there people younger than you getting?
Yes.
It.
Yeah.
Wow. And then maybe do they have hashtag problem areas? Is that why they're
no,
doing
no, most of them do the lips first.
Sure. Okay. Is that just Botox in the lips or is that something different?
No, that's filler. Different. That's filler.
Okay.
I see. I tell you who has had their lips done. The kid who won Australian Idol or one of the – Jack Nugent, I think his name is.
Is this the one that I saw on the news this week with the blonde?
Yeah.
And now so he's doing –
cute little kid when he went on – a child star, like a legit child star. Yeah,
it happens.
Got super famous. Complete rebrand, looks like a Barbie doll.
Yeah.
Looks like Ken.
Yeah. Very
but with
much so.
Popped out lips.
Scary.
It's pretty full on. Would you get your lips done, Josh?
I mean, I wouldn't.
It
I don't
goes
think.
Away,
I
doesn't
wanted
it?
To get mine done and Chris was like, please don't do that. You have a very nice face. Please don't. But now I couldn't because I already have the face. If people are watching, I have the face of a Bratz doll when you like really think about it because it's like – this and then I have a tiny little mouth. If I got my lips done, I would just
Oh, I see what you mean. Like there's a woman, oh my God, she walks around St Kilda and I mean she's been around since since as long as I can remember going to St Kilda. She has this like perm. Mm-hmm. It's like really big and she wears this like white sort of face makeup with like rosy cheeks like a doll, but then she draws on the little lips. Mm. And so it looks like she's
that's
doing
that's what my face looks like currently. Like a little those what
so
are
she
those
wants what you have.
Cupid dolls that they would sell at the show that are on like a cane and they have a little tutu on.
That's I've never said I don't know.
No,
why
I know
I'm
exactly
think
the doll
they're called
you're talking
Cupid
about.
Dolls. Yeah, that's what I look
at the show. The only thing I remember at the show was obviously
Birdie Beatles and shitting yourself.
Synonymous. We were just having a lot of. I had a lot of show bags.
Oh, it was full on, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, we actually thought that Mr. 97 may not have had a bug, but we have basically unlimited mints and chewies here because my mate works at Mars.
Oh, yeah. That'll do it.
Yeah. And so Mason's having, you know, sort of like 40 Eclipse or whatever and wondering why he's shitting his pants. Yeah.
But that's good. If I've had too much corn and the bloating's happening, that is a kombucha and.
Kombuchering corn.
And no, the kombucha gets rid of the situation. Kombucha and like a heap of Eclipse mints.
Oh, wait. So you've got, is that your laxative of choice?
Kombucha, yeah, pretty much.
I didn't know kombucha was a laxative.
No, I don't know why the kombucha
is.
No,
because it's
good for gut health.
Yeah.
Probiotics I don't know how.
In it that, I don't know. It works for me.
How many Eclipse?
I mean, it just depends on the day.
How many times have you done this? More than twice?
Yeah, not the mince one. The kombucha, yes, but like I'm very aware of what does and doesn't work.
Do you actually know what bloating is? Like, what is it?
No, I'm not.
It's when your tum-tum's
a
bit.
Yeah, no, but there's like science.
Yeah.
There's science for everything.
Well, the science stuff that I wanted to bring up with about 3D Dill. Last night, he went exploring Abbotsford at what time was it?
It was like 6:30.
I feel fatherly to 3D Dill.
I have him on Find Friends.
So do I, but I didn't. I didn't go that far.
Yeah, I heard you say that when you were checking if he was out.
Yeah. Well, I saw the photos on his Instagram stories and I thought, oh, I hope he's okay.
Well, definitely. Brie actually messaged him. Said, I hope you're not still out because it was 10:30. But it's a fair point. It's like 10 o'clock. He would definitely.
I was out at 10:30. She didn't message me.
Where were you though? What suburb?
Richmond.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Where on Richmond? Right, sort of Swan
The
Street.
Postie.
TJ, where's that?
Yeah, it's a hotel.
Which one?
Across from the corner.
Yeah. Across the corner.
It's nightlife, Josh. Don't worry about it.
I know.
We're both out of the loop.
Is it near the burger place?
There's a lot of burger places. Mm. Anyway, you're out and about. You don't want to go there anyway, unless you want to go to the Post.
Is it near Avenue Bookstore, across the road from that?
I don't know Avenue Bookstore.
Okay, there's good sort of rapport building there.
It was a very low testosterone conversation, in my opinion. Anyway, go on.
Yeah, I don't know. I just went out and because I was kind of bored.
You don't need to explain why you felt like you could even act on going. He had specific videos.
Yeah, it was what you were doing. Why did you go out? What was the purpose?
I was just curious. I just wanted to go look around because I'd seen everything in the daytime, but I'd never been out at night. So
people talk about nightlife. You talk about, you know, there might be clubs or there might be, you know, people watching. Mm. This guy went looking for spiders.
Yeah. Well, this is what we're prompting. He either didn't want to say what he did because he's just made it sound like he went out for a walk and we're the weirdos. But he showed us today a video. I will say last week in the car, he said, oh, my sister asked me to ask you about spiders. I was like, what about them?
So my little sister, my youngest, because I have two sisters, Cara and Allie. Uh-huh. Allie is 10, turning 11, and she's huge into animals.
Yeah.
And knowing that I'm going to Australia, she knows everyone has this idea of dangerous spiders, dangerous snakes.
Yeah, you can die anywhere.
Crocodiles.
I noticed that. So I've been trying to take as many pictures of
spider content,
spiders that I can send to her because she loves it.
Amazing. Stop taking photos of me. I know I'm an animal.
Boom, boom.
Lock it down. So,
Maybe we will edit the show.
So I went out and I was just
I did just look at Mr. Nice on the way too, and he's fucking. Was it good? How much did you love that one?
I was trying to get a photo of you doing that.
He was waiting till you look down at him.
What a classic!
Yeah. All right,
always be contenting.
Yeah.
Is your bed made, by the way?
Yeah, it is, mate.
Okay, right. And so go on.
Your sister,
And I was just walking. I went on a main trail and then took a back trail and then a back trail off of that. So I was like, it was pitch dark and I had to use my phone as a flashlight. Mm. And I'm just walking along and there's like this grassy limestone thing on the side. And I'm looking through and there's all these little holes that have these these small little spiders poking out of it. I'm like, okay, it's not that bad.
Spider content.
And then this spider, like this might have been maybe the size of my thumb, just like starts to crawl on the ground. And
I love this.
I knew it was a white-tail spider because it had the little white thing on
tail.
The white tail on its ass. So I was like, okay, that's kind of cool. So I took a video of it and tried to get as close as I could to it.
Yeah.
And
just took
the video.
I had this, this moment.
I was bitten by one when I was a kid.
Oh,
gave
did
me
it go?
Asthma.
Yeah, okay. I thought you were
going to
be like,
I don't know about
well,
that.
Science.
Where's the science? Where's the science?
I've won the testosterone competition.
They do, like, one of my PT clients had this big sort of like pussy mark and he popped it and it went onto his skin, the liquid, and then burnt the area down lower where it sprayed onto.
That's
so he's like,
good
the venom was still there.
Oh, I've it had a fight like my with scalp. Like,
I guess this is why people, but when you live in Australia, you're like, whatever, they're just everywhere. They're everywhere.
Yeah, it's
Mr. Nice. Can we just cross the Mr. Nice in Baldwin? Did you like that scalp joke?
Yeah, that's a good one.
All right, thanks, mate.
We all, you know, some people have support dogs, support pigs. Josh has support Mason.
Yeah,
through his laugh bank. I had a fight, this little standoff with a white tail once. I was in the bathroom.
Testosterone chats.
Nah, I sprayed the fuck out of it with this, you know, bug spray.
And on the spray.
It was dying. And if I was here and I sprayed it, it would walk towards me. I'd move over here and then it would limp over towards me. It was trying to attack me, the little fuck.
The spray gets them angry. You have to hairspray them so that they...
What, you get a lighter as well?
Pretty much. No, you hairspray them so they can't move, and then you can either kill them or you put them in
there. You fossilize them in resin.
No, it goes away. It goes away, and then you can put them outside.
That is that's a good way of doing it.
I was telling you.
Just beauty girl things.
Huntsmen are the big ones in Melbourne, as in like they're just huge in size, but they're like pretty harmless. I don't know anyone who's been bitten by one.
No.
I've held one in my hand.
Yes, I am. So I'm 0% scared of spiders.
My dad used to grab them by their little fat back. I used to think it was crazy. But we did this thing in Shep, and it was like fear of phobia, and it was about, you know, facing your fears. Real radio stunt. Kind of like the testosterone competition. Yeah. But we had this guy come in, high testosterone bloke. He ran a he was a weird unit. You could hire him. Like, we could, if we were making a video, hire a bunch of camels. He had a monkey, I think, like a license. Wow. So he was like an animal handler on this property out in Whoop Whoop. And so we got onto him and we were like, mate, we need some spiders. We need ants. Can you help us? We'll give you a plug on the radio. And he was like, yeah, of course.
Were you just doing radio Who Dares Wins? Was that the
show? Definitely.
Basically, we did like 3 weeks.
Was that
and Mike Whitney.
We did like 3 weeks of like doing a whole bunch of stuff. We'd bring on listeners to like face their fears with us. This one girl had a taxidermy fear, so animals that were stuffed. She's like lost it.
Just would have been me with ventriloquist dummies. Wax statues are not a good time either. It's
now we saw where the hate for Strasman came from.
Yeah, a little bit.
let's bury the lid on that one.
So anyway, this guy brought in a spider and he's like, I ended up having it in my hand. It was a big huntsman. It was just walking over my hand. Which I was a little bit afraid. And then I said to him, oh, is that like you, that's a pet, yeah? He's like, nah, I just got it off the tree on the way here. What an animal.
He's done a 3D deal.
Animal.
How many times does your phone vibrate when you get a text message?
Yeah,
that was a
lot. Yeah. Amy says, are you free for a chat for a sec? And Hayden Dibb said, just grabbing a coffee, be there in 5.
Does Amy know she's getting presents?
When did...
No, she doesn't know.
When did Dibb...
He just right just then. That's why it went off. Anyway, so that's my spider gear. But living in Australia, you deal with it.
Yeah, it's a different perspective, I think. Like, I'm used to different animals at home as opposed to the animals here.
But what's the threat at home?
Bears.
Yeah, which is like so much more dangerous.
A grizzly bear.
No, you could go 4 hours and stay in the app, like wherever you are, and you're not going to get, there's nothing that's going to kill you. Like, you'd be so unlucky to get bitten by a snake.
The thing is, though, that what I think is so funny about 3D Dill is he'll go and find spiders, but he's petrified of moths.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's just they're big, they're fat, and they're furry, and they fly around.
Mm. Big, fat,
they
furry.
They are all of those things.
Yeah. I just don't fly. But outside of that, I tick all the boxes. Hashtag testosterone number one. talking about testosterone, Mr. 97 with the with his dating situation, you listen to the show on the odd occasion. What is your take on his current situation with dating?
Did you just refer to me as listening to the show on the odd occasion?
Yes.
I'm dedicated.
Yeah. Well, I know that when you went to Thailand, you didn't fucking listen.
Because I was on holiday. Yeah.
We're the perfect companion on your fucking holidays. That's when you do listen. That's when you should listen. Anyway.
I made up for it.
Yeah, just so you went and listened back.
I think so. I think I did most of it.
All right, good. I'm just sensitive about it.
Because I knew this baby would be like.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a low testosterone thing.
Okay, so the current situation. Yeah,
Mr. 97, have you got any questions for Jem on the dating stuff?
Yep.
How big is the how big is the delay in ball one? Because that went for 20 seconds.
What would you consider as next steps?
What do you mean? Do you want a little bit of prompting from her?
A little bit of prompting. Yeah, what do you mean by that?
Okay, so if...
Where are we at with
I
things?
I liked... is it Big T? I liked his advice. Pick up the phone.
Yeah.
Fuck, it had more cut through than get on the blower.
Yeah, pick up the phone. Does no one knows what the blower is?
I do because I'm closet bogus.
Yeah, exactly. Not even closet. So the getting on the phone type of thing. Do you think that part of your pushback, Mr. 97, is that the modern woman doesn't want to get on the phone?
I don't know. It just depends on the person. Some people are comfortable on the phone. Some aren't.
Agreed.
I'm just less comfortable on the phone, so that's my pushback.
You're also less comfortable writing emails, seeing the texts, communicating on Instagram, all of it. So
communicating.
With a bit of prompting, you said, what's my next step? What was your question? Rephrase it, because there was a delay.
I don't know. I guess I'm a bit confused as to where to go next. I haven't really figured much of it out.
So where are you? If you were to paint the picture of where you're currently at with the dating situation, what is it? What does it currently look like?
Testosterone? Testing the waters and, just getting comfortable with it.
Mm-hmm. Testing the waters on Instagram direct message.
Yeah.
Do you think there's like
a sheepish look on his face? He's got a bit of the Shawn Mendes's about him,
I reckon. He does. Pick up a guitar.
Yeah. Embrace that.
This is the thing. He's a good looking rooster. He's a great guy.
Have you put coconut in your hair today?
Yeah.
He's got some of the best hair.
He's sick and he's still thinking about his routine.
Yeah.
Important.
Do you think, Jem, that there's you need to sort of come poised with, I'm in the scene. I'm in the dating scene. Like, I'm dating, you know, like actually this mindset of I'm open, the shop's open.
Yeah, I think so. It's like having a light on.
Because I don't know if he's actually put the sign to the other side. Oh, that's our first doorbell while show's happening.
Yeah, that's how you do it. Absolutely. Yeah. Get Dibbo.
He's going to see this sparkly jacket and be like,
what the fuck has happened?
Did she wear that?
He'll be like, that's Gemma. What?
This is on brand for Maxima. This is not on brand for Cosmetica.
Really? So Maxima is Maxima
bright more and, you know, it's a different pink.
Because you quickly, so
this is Cosmetica pink on my nails.
He should open the shop. He needs to sort of.
Yeah.
You need to know that he's up for dating or mm-hmm. he's not up for dating. Mm-hmm. Do you think there's something?
I honestly don't know. I've been out of the game for so long. I liked what you said about social lubricant. I thought that was pretty spot on. And I gave that advice to one of my girlfriends the other day.
I thought that he'd taken my advice and was.
So, what was the social lubricant stuff?
Not doing a fucking shot of vodka. That was a terrible idea.
As in, so you're suggesting that. Because that was alcohol. What social lubricant are you talking?
It's not even having to drink, just like being out.
Yes.
Yeah.
In that environment.
No, where people are open to it.
Were there any women at where you were, 97?
I mean, unless you're at a gay club.
Yeah.
I don't even understand how it works.
I feel like he didn't say where they went. He was just like, it was a bar.
No, I actually don't know if he'd know.
Yeah, what was it called? Do you remember?
It started with M. Still might know. Down.
Didn't want to know.
I've got no idea.
I have no idea.
Yeah. I just showed up.
Good sign. It's a sign of a good night sometimes when you have no idea where you were.
True.
Or a real shit one. Depending on
true. True. Either way, he's very closed off, isn't he?
Yes.
You can tell that. Like,
just embrace the Shawn Mendeses. Just get your guitar out. Have a sing.
I mean, all of his plants are alive. Like, he's got time. If he could look at, there's a lot of plants behind him.
They're thriving.
And so if he could just start moving some of that water from the plants to his dating life, I think he's in for a winner.
Yeah, I like that you went literal and metaphorical at the same time. That's really
that's what
nice.
I try and do. Anyway, Jem, who's the next podcast guest that you're having out?
That will be the Mechaland one.
Oh, great.
So Uzo from Nas, Steve from Urban Decay, Chanel from Hourglass, and Elise from Two Face.
A lot of editing involved or no?
No.
That's good.
No. I transcribe them all. That's where I transcribe it.
Personally?
Yeah. I really like doing it.
It is good fun.
You have a lot of time on your hands.
No, as it turns out, no, I do not. That happens at 5 o'clock in the morning when the episode's out.
What if it's like 15 minutes to chat? It takes you probably what, 40 minutes?
Most of my episodes are an hour.
Jim, you know there's a service at $1.
Yeah, I know, but I actually find that very like
you're learning about the hop, but also the other thing is I do like that too. It's like
it's no different to you writing out the book.
Yes. Sorry. What?
That he may or may not.
You can't say it's no different to like it's not in it's not happening.
Well, it is. Yeah. I have.
Yeah, it's different in that mine is published.
I've actually taken the book home and have started sort of getting ready.
Getting ready.
Yeah,
it's been a year.
So he got the shoots with me when he was doing the live because I kept trolling.
There's always one.
You suck.
I think it was between Hayden Dibb and you as well. I think you're both.
And Hayden Dibb is here now. Yeah. So
fuck you, Hayden. Yeah, absolutely. Fuck you, Hayden. One thing that I did to be a baller with Bree.
That's already bad. She said baller.
I said baller. I said to her, I'm like, could you do a coupon code for the daily talk show where if people want to get Hey Tiger, they get something? And she said, yes, if people use the daily talk show in the promo code thing, you get an extra mini, like you get a mystery mini.
I'll show you. And
you also, I'm giving her patches so that when they're fulfilling the orders, they can put the daily talk show patch.
I just had a great idea.
I have a question about the patches.
Yes.
I left a review like several months ago.
You have a patch.
Thank you very
We've got
much.
200 of them.
No.
Is that a good way of selling?
You were asking if you get a patch. You've been on the show 3 times. We should give you, we need like a pack.
3/4.
It's like a.
So you're getting a sticker and a patch.
Yeah, so you got that. I just thought, Josh, would you be annoyed if I put on Oz Bargain this promo code for Hey Tiger?
It's not on brand.
Mr. 97's laughing.
Off
He's across
brand.
It. Mr. It's a great idea.
He loves off any. Brand. He loves any Oz Bargain reference. Can we just say, Mr. 97 actually has an RSS, like, can you explain what you've got?
So,
it's definitely not a girlfriend.
You can search up the stuff that you're buying. So, if you want to buy like AirPods or chocolate or whatever, you can set up a notification for it to run when there's a sale on the product. So, I've got like my peanut butter set. So, when peanut butter goes on sale, I get a notification to buy it.
So, what price do you get peanut? What's the price of peanut butter normally, and what do you pay for it?
It's about $5 a jar, and I get it for $2.50 when it goes
out. Okay. And hey, if you thought as much about finding a girlfriend as you did about peanut butter, you'd have more than that.
I just have a plug-in, like one of those little things on my Chrome where you press the button when you're buying something and it tells you if there's any discount codes.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Do you have to pay for it though?
No.
That's pretty amazing.
I think it's called Honey.
But they're tracking
Yeah, Honey, I've seen the ads.
Which I think is... I mean, who cares?
Whatever.
But it would be good if we at least got... Yeah. I was thinking of doing a purchase with the Daily Talk Show just so it's not embarrassing because she's told her like...
Work colleagues.
It's like, oh, Josh is... And then they find out how many people listen.
Yeah, that's okay. Always so my fear we'll when buy brands one. Give me a code. They're like, do you want to give this out? I'm like, absolutely not.
We'll buy one. Hey Tiger, go to their website, the Daily Talk Show promo code.
Yeah, that's what you put in. Are we happy with the Daily Talk Show? As
I like
the
it.
Promo
the Daily
code?
Talk Show.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
I like it.
I mean, it's a mystery. Yeah, you get a mystery bar and stuff, so that's good. Anyway, Gemma Watts.
I'll put that on my stories. Oh, I'm great. An influencer.
Oh, see, there we go.
This could actually
might do one sale.
This could have some serious cut through. Or maybe not.
Maybe it will have zero.
Yeah. And the bars support communities in West Africa.
Yes.
If it sounded like Tommy was reading.
I was reading right there.
And so, Gem, I don't know what sort of...
It's a little bit of prompting.
I didn't eat very much, did I?
No, we need to smash it now, which is what I'm planning on doing. Mm. But thanks for talking to us about the whole testosterone thing. It was good to sort of get it out in the open and really sort of...
Yeah, I'm a bit nervous.
About who's going to win.
I wanted a second opinion from someone with high estrogen.
And that's...
I mean, I don't know if that's me.
Is that... Yeah, I don't know. Is that a compliment within a... Do women want... Is that the thing?
Yeah.
It's not something...
Women I don't think they don't argue about it. No. That's for sure. not like the...
No. Yes. Just thinking about all the times I've had that conversation.
But it was also it was also a second opinion because you have high estrogen.
Is that what you were saying?
That's the joke.
Okay.
Mr. 97 is nodding like he fucking got it.
Because they hate women, I think that's what they're saying, based on the estrogen thing, which I would
well,
know.
Well, I thought I made the most
controversial thing.
Controversial sweeping statement.
I think if estrogen is a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing. It's just men have lower levels just in existence. It's just it's science.
No. Is Gemma, this brand damaging for yeah.
Gemma Watts? It's science.
Whoa. That's me.
Mr. 97, why are you so red right now?
Because I told him you affect Shawn Mendes.
Touchy topic.
Okay.
Who's your friend that slid into my DMs? He hasn't done that in a while.
Andre?
Yeah.
Oh, Andre.
From the coconut crew.
Yeah. Yeah. Good bloke.
Yeah. Really slippery because of that coconut.
Yeah, definitely has a slippery vibe. Jem, would like to have you on now that you are a friend of the show. We have a new thing that we're doing that we're announcing in July, but you'll be involved in that or be eligible for that. Yeah. And
did you get any contract that we sent through? I'm joking.
Yeah, we've never done a contract.
It sounds like you've got this massive responsibility this that you're going to take
full-time
on.
Full-time job now yeah. that part yeah. of a friend of the show.
Perfect, because I haven't got enough tears to glow channel, which is out of fourth prong.
Yeah. It's a Daily Talk Show. Hi at thedailytalkshow.com. 97, so we got any admin, anything you want to bring up?
Housekeeping.
No, not really. Last day for patches, so leave us a review. And send us a screenshot with your address mm-hmm. and we're sending those out on Monday with all the other stuff.
Including the hats as well.
Mm. And the squeegees.
Oh, yeah, oh, great yeah, squeegees. Yeah, yeah. You got to see the squeegees in real life. They're
you
pretty amazing.
Me. I was literally here 10 days ago.
Okay, I forget these things. It's the Daily Talk Show. We'll see you Monday, guys.
See you, guys.